Revi, loisasai v'edoimi, you shall not totally distance yourself from an edoimi. Although if a person from Edom is megayer, you may not marry into his family for three generations. Loisasaev, do not totally distance yourself from him. Although when Klal Yisrael wanted to pass through the land of Edom, they greeted you by sword, and that should be a reason to never be allowed to marry a descendant of Edom. Still, ki achichahu, since he is your brother, they are descendants of your brother Esav, they are only usher for three generations. And also, loisasaev mitzri, do not totally distance yourself from a mitzri, ki ger ha-yisav yartzoi, because you lived in their land. When there was a hunger in the land of Canaan, Yaakov and his family came down to Mitzrayim to live there. Since they were your hosts at that time, you may not totally distance yourself from them, and therefore they are mutter in the third generation. Bonim asher yivodu lehem dor shlishi, their children that will be born to them in the third generation, yavo lohem bikhal Hashem, may enter into the congregation of Hashem. If a Mitzri or a Doimi are Megayer, they are the first generation. They may not enter bikhal Hashem. And neither can their children enter Bikal Hashem. However, their grandchildren are the third generation and are mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi Pasuk Ches, Loisasai v'edoimi, do not distance a person from Edom, Legamri, do not distance him totally to asher him more than three generations. V'yaf al pisha ro'i l'chol l'savoy, even though it is appropriate for you to distance yourself from them, sheyotza b'cherv l'krascha, because they came out against you by sword, still, you should not distance yourself totally from them because they are your brothers. Loisasaev mitzri, you shall not distance yourself from the mitzri. Mikoil v'koil, totally. Afa pisha zorku zechurchem layar, even though they threw your males into the Nile, still you must not totally distance yourself more than three generations from a mitzri. Matam, what's the reason? Shehayu lechem achsanya b'shasat chak, because at a pressing time, at a time of hunger, they gave you a place to stay in Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim are medayik. Why does Rashi say by Edomi loisasaev legamri? However, by Mitzri, he uses a different terminology and says mikoil v'koil. And Sefer HaZikoron says that both words legamri and mikoil v'koil mean the same thing. However, in Sefer HaTishbi, he says that if Rashi changes his lashon, he must be telling us something. And he says that it is a tzorach ian why Rashi changes from legamri to koil v'koil. Al pidrush, I saw a pshat that by Mitzrayim it says, Kol ha-ben ha-yiloid ha-ya'urit ha-shlichu, v'chol ha-bas t'chayun. All boys should be thrown into the Nile, and all the girls should remain alive. The reason why you might have thought to totally distance yourself from Mitzrayim is because they killed the Jewish boys. And by that pasuk it says, Kol ha-ben ha-yiloid ha-ya'urit ha-shlichu, v'chol ha-bas t'chayun. That is why Rashi says, Loisasaev Mitzri, do not distance yourself from a Mitzri, because you might have distanced yourself from them because they cause you to suffer with koil v'koil. Koil ha-ben ha-yiloid ha-ya'uret ha-shlichu, v'choil ha-bas t'chayun. And Rashi continues, you shall not totally distance yourself from Edom and Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, bonim asher yivodu lohem dor shlishi, their children that will be born in the third generation will be mutter. B'shar umois, however, by other nations, mutar miyad, they are mutter right away after they are megayer. This comes to teach you, Jehamachti la'odom, one who causes somebody to sin, Kashalai minahargoi, is worse than somebody who kills another person. Sheha hargoi, somebody who kills another person, hargoi ba'il mazeh, he kills him in this world. Vehamachatioi, and somebody who causes another to sin, Moitzioi min ha'il mazeh, u min ha'il mahaba, he takes him out of this world and the next world, because that person will be punished in this world and in the next world. The fichach, therefore, Edom shekodman b'cherev, Edom that wanted to kill you and greeted you by sword, loy nesayev, you shall not totally distance yourself from him. V'chei Mitzrayim and so to Mitzrayim, shetavom that drowned them in the Ya'or, they also will not be totally distanced. V'elu shachetiyom, however, Amoin and Moav that caused them to sin, nisavu, they are totally distanced, and therefore we see from here that somebody who causes another to sin is worse than somebody who kills another person. And the pasuk continues, Ki seisei machane al oyevecho, when a camp will go out against your enemy, which means when you will go to war, v'nishmarta mikoil davara, you shall be careful from doing any bad thing. Be careful at times of war from doing an avera. And Rashi is bothered, why should we be more careful by times of war? Zot Rashi ki seisei v'nishmarta, zot Rashi sha'asotan mekatrig b'shas ha-sakono, because the satan prosecutes during times of danger. Since the satan is more active during times of danger. Therefore, during times of war, be careful not to do any averes. This way, the Satan will not prosecute against you. And the pasuk continues, Ki yihye v'cha ish, if there will be among you a man, asher lo yihye tahar, who will not be tahar, mikrei laila, he will have an occurrence at night. He will become a balkeri through having an emission of zera at night. Although an emission during the day is also matame, the pasuk speaks of that which is more common, and therefore says that the emission took place at night. And the pasuk says, V'yotzo el michus la'machane, and this balkeri will go out of the machane, lo yovoi el toicha machane, he will not enter into the machane. And the pasuk is telling us that a balkeri who enters the machane is over a lav and an asay. The asay of V'yotzo el michus la'machane, and the lav of lo yovoi el toicha machane. And the balkeri is also to enter two machanos, the machane shchina and the machane levia. By the Mishkan, within the curtains of the courtyard of the Mishkan, was the Machane Shechina. The area around that where the Levium lived was the Machane Levia. And the area around that, where the rest of the Shvatim lived, was Machane Yisrael. In the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was the Machane Shechina. The Har HaBayis was the Machane Levia. And the whole Yerushalayim was Machane Yisrael. A Balkeri must not enter two of the three Machanois, the Machane Shechina and the Machane Levia. And the pasuk continues, V'hoyo lifnois erev, and it will be towards evening, Yirchat b'mayim, he will wash himself in water, which means he will be toivel in a mikvah, Uchevoy ha-shemesh, and when the sun sets, Yovoy el toich ha-machane, he may enter into the machane. He needs two things in order to become tahar. First of all, he must go to the mikvah, and second of all, he needs herev shemesh, the setting of the sun. And although the pasuk says that he should go to the mikvah lifnois erev, towards evening, he may actually go all day. The Torah is just offering good advice to go close to the time of evening, since one who goes earlier might become Tamei again after the Tefillah. Therefore, the best time to be Tevel is right before Harav Shemesh. This way, he will not become Tamei again, and with the Harav Shemesh, he will become Tahar. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph, Mikrei Laila, he had an occurrence at night. Why does it say Dafka Laila at night? Dibar HaKosev B'Hoiveh, the Pasuk speaks about that which is more common, and it is more common to become a balkeri at night. V'yotze el michus la'machane, and he will go out of the machane. Zu mitzvah saseh, this is a positive commandment. Lo yovoi el toich ha'machane, he should not enter the machane. Zu mitzvah lo saseh, this is a negative commandment. V'osur li'ikonis l'machane levia, and he is not allowed to enter the machane levia. V'kol shken l'machane shechina, and definitely not into the machane shechina. V'hoyo lifnois erev, and it will be towards evening, he will be tovel. Samach leherev shemesh, close to the time of the setting of the sun. Yitboil, he should be tovel. She'inu tahara b'leherev shemesh, because the tahara is not complete without the setting of the sun. And the Mefarshim discuss, how was a Levi able to have relations with his wife in his home in the Machane Levia, if a balkeri is also to be in the Machane Levia? The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Bamidbar is bothered by this question, and he answers that the Leviim had two homes, one in the Machane Levia, where they lived when they did the Avodah, and a second home for their wives and children, which was in the 2,000 Amos between the Machane Levia and the Machane Yisrael, which did not have the Kedusha of the Machane Levia. And it was there where they had relations with their wives. Meshech Chochma proves this from the fact that the Pasuk says in Parshas Bamidbar twice that the Leviim camped around the Mishkan. First, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Nun, it says, V'saviv la Mishkan Yachanu, and then again in Pasuk Nun Gimel it says, V'halaviyim yachanu saviv l'mishkano edus. One time is referring to their home in the Machane Levia, and one is referring to their wives' homes in the area that did not have the Kedushas Machane Levia. The Meroimi Sadeh from the Netziv in Mesechta Yuma Davov offers a different explanation. He says that the Isra of a Valkeri was only to enter the Machane Levia. However, once he was there already, he did not have to leave. Therefore, there was no issue of a Levi to have relations in the Machane Levia, because he did not have to leave after he became Tomei. And the Pasuk continues, V'yod tiyeh lecha michutz la'machane, and a place you shall have for yourself outside the camp, outside the Amud Onon, V'yotzasa shama, and you shall go out over there, chutz, to the outside. The Pasuk is saying, if one had to go to the bathroom, he should leave the Amud Onon and go to the bathroom, chutz, on the outside of the Onon. V'yoseid tiyeh lecha al azinecha, and you shall have a shovel together with your other weapons, v'hoyo b'shifticha chutz, and it will be when you are sitting on the outside, v'chofar tavo, and you will dig with the shovel, and then you will relieve yourself in the hole, v'shafta, and you will return, v'chisisa es tzeosecha, and you will cover up your excrement. The pasuk is telling us that if one needed to go to the bathroom, he should leave the amud onon and go to the bathroom chutz on the outside. And in pasuk yud gimel, it does not say anything concerning covering up, only in pasuk yud dalet. Therefore, the Gemara in Brachas daf chof hei amud aleph explains that pasuk yud gimel is referring to ketanim, when one must urinate. Then he does not need to cover it up. However, in pasuk yud dalet, where it is speaking about gedolim, he must cover it up. Ki Hashem alekecha, because Hashem your God mishalech walks bekerav machanecha, in the midst of your camp, lahatzilecha, to save you, veloses oyevecha lefonecha, and to give your enemies before you, v'hoyo machanecha kodosh, and your camp should be holy, v'layira v'cho ervas dovor, and Hashem should not see in you a shameful thing, v'shov, and then turn away me'acharecha, from behind you. Zokt Rashi posuk yud gimel, v'yod tielecha, and you shall have a place. Ketagumai, like Targum says, on the word v'yod va'asar, a place. K'moy ish al yodoi, each person according to his place. Michutz la'machane, outside the camp. Chutz la'onon, he must leave the amud onon. And you shall have a shovel al azinecho, together with your weapons. Levad mishar klei tashmishcho, besides for the rest of your weapons. Azinecho, k'moy klei zayinecho. It means your weapons, because the aleph is extra, and azinecho is like zayinecho, your weapons. And Hashem should not see in you a shameful thing. And the Gemara in Yuma daf ayin hei amid beis questions, why was there a need to leave the onon if Klal Yisrael ate man, which was completely spiritual and was absorbed in their bodies without producing any waste? The Gemara explains they had to relieve themselves due to food items which were purchased from passing merchants. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Masechta Ovos Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel asks, why did the Gemara need to make an assumption that they bought food from passing merchants? Why couldn't the Gemara have answered that they needed to relieve themselves when they ate the meat of the Karbonai Shlomim, which they ate in the Midbar? Reb Chaim answers, from here we see, just like the man was spiritual and did not produce any waste, so too was the meat of the Shlomim that they ate. It too was absorbed into their bodies. And it was only the purchased food from the Goyim that produced waste. And the pasuk continues, Lo sasker eved el adoinov, you shall not turn over a slave to his master, asher yinotzel elecho me'im adoinov, who is running away to you from his master. And Rashi quotes Targum, who says, Lo simsar eved amamin, you shall not turn over a slave who belongs to a non-Jew. And there is a machlokes what this means. According to Sefer HaZikaron and Nachlas Yaakov, it refers to a non-Jewish slave who runs away from his non-Jewish master. Since he is running away in order not to worship Avodah Zarah anymore, you shall not return him to his non-Jewish master. However, Mizrahi and Sifsei Chachamim learn that it is referring to a Jewish slave who is escaping from his non-Jewish master. And the halacha is, he shall not be returned to his master, the Goy. Rashi says, another pshat, that it is referring to a non-Jewish slave who ran away from his Jewish master. However, since he is escaping from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, we do not return him to his Jewish master in Chutz La'aretz because of the maila of living in Eretz Yisrael. Imecho yeshev bekirbecho, this slave shall live with you, b'mokam asher yivchar, in the place that he will choose, ba'achat sharecho, in one of your cities, ba'toiv loy, in a place that will be good for him, loy toinenu, you shall not taunt him with words, nor with actions. Zokt Rashi posuk tezayin, lo saskir eved, you shall not turn over a slave. Kitagumai, like Targum says, lo simsar eved amenin, you shall not turn over a slave to his goyish master. And we explained already that there is a machlokes whether it means a non-Jewish slave or a Jewish slave. Davar acher, another pshat, Rashi says, afilu eved knani shel Yisrael, even a non-Jewish slave that belongs to a yid, shevorach michutz la'aretz l'Eretz Yisrael, who escaped from his Jewish master, however he ran to Eretz Yisrael, we do not return him to chutz la'aretz, to his Jewish master. And the pasuk continues, le'sihi ekedesha mibinois Yisrael, there shall not be a kedesha among the daughters of Klal Yisrael, v'lo'yihi ekodesh mibinei Yisrael, and there should not be a kodesh among the children of Klal Yisrael. The word kodesh and kedesha have the same meaning as the word vikidashtem in the pasuk vikidashtem hayom umachor that is stated in Parshas Yisroi. Vikidashtem hayom umachor, you shall prepare yourself today and tomorrow. A kedesha is a woman who prepares herself and makes herself hefker and always available for znus. A kodesh is one who prepares himself for Mishkav Zachor for homosexual relations. Zok Rashi Posuk Yudches, Loisihi Ekadesha, Zok Rashi Mufkeres, that is a woman who is Hefker Mikudeshes and is prepared, Umizumenes Liznus, and always available for Znus. V'layiye Kodesh, Mizuman L'Mishkav Zachor, a man that is prepared for Mishkav Zachor. V'okulis Targum, Targum says another pshat. Loitehe Itasa Mibnois Yisrael L'Gvar Avda. On the words, Loisihi Ekadesha Mibnois Yisrael, Targum says, there shall not be a woman who marries an Eved Kenani. She'afsu Mufkeres L'Be'ilas Nus. Because this also is someone who makes herself Hefker for Znus. Me'acha she'en Kedushin Taifsin Leibo, since Kedushin does not take effect on an Eved Kenani, Shari Hukshu L'Chamor, because an Eved is compared to a donkey. She'nema, because the Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak to the Akedah, he told Eliezer, Shivu Lochem Poi Imachamor, wait over here together with the donkey. So he compared Eliezer, who was an Eved, to the donkey. Am Hadoyme L'Chamor, you are a nation who is compared to a donkey. Just like by a donkey, Kedushin is not Taifes, so too by an Eved. Therefore, a woman that marries an Eved Kenani is considered a Zoyna, a Kedesha, because all her Be'ilois are a Be'ilois of Znus, because Kedushin is not Taifes. And on the Pasuk, V'lo Yiyeh Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael, Targum says, V'lo Yisav Gavro Mibnei Yisrael Itza Amso. A man from Klal Yisrael should not marry a Shifcha Kenanis. She'af hu nasa kodesh al yodo, because he too becomes a person who is mizane through such a kedushin. She'kol be'iloisav be'ilas nus, because all of his relations will be a relation of znus. She'ein kedushin taisin leba, because kedushin does not take effect on a shifcha kenanis. So on the pasuk loisia kedesha mibnois yisrael, Targum says that a Jewish woman should not marry an eved kenani. And on the pasuk v'layia kodesh mibnei Yisrael, it is telling a Jewish man not to marry a shifcha kenanis, because all their be'ilos will be a be'ila of znos. And the pasuk continues, loisavi, one may not bring as a carbon esnan zoyna, that which was given as a fee for a zoyna. If a person gives a sheep to a zoyna in order that she should be mizana with him, that sheep may not be brought as a carbon. Umechir kelev, and that which is exchanged for a dog, may also not be brought as a carbon. If a person trades a dog for a sheep, he may not bring this sheep as a carbon. So an esnan zoyna and a mechira kelev may not be brought beis Hashem lekecha, to the house of Hashem your God, l'chol neder, for every neder, kiseyav es Hashem lekecha gam shnehem, because it is an abomination to Hashem your God, both of these things, an esnan zoyna and a mechira kelev. Zok Rashi esnan zoyna, and Rashi tells us that the word esnan comes from the word tain, that which you give to the zoyna. Nosan latle, if you give the zoyna a sheep, be'esnana, for her fee, pasolak rovo, the sheep is pasol to be brought as a carbon. Umechir kelev, hichlif se bekelev, if somebody traded a sheep for a dog, that is also pasol for a carbon, because it is a toyeva to Hashem, gam shenehem, both of these things. And why does it say gam? So Rashi, gam l'raboy shinuyehem, the word gam is coming to include even if the thing changed. Going, for example, chitim, if one gave wheat to a zoyna, ve'oson soiles, and afterwards it was made into fine flour, even though it changed, the soiles is still also to be brought as a carbon. Gam shnehem, gam l'rabbi shinuyehem. Gam is coming to include, even if they are changed, still they may not be brought as a carbon. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Ribbis. The pasuk had already taught us in Parshas Bahar that a malve, a lender, may not charge Ribbis. Here the pasuk is telling us that there is an iser also on the loive, the borrower, to give ribbis. Loisashech le'ochicha, you may not cause your brother to take interest. Neshech kesef, interest of money. Neshech oichel, interest of food. Neshech kol dover asher yishach, interest on anything that you cause him to take. La'nochri sashech, you may give interest to a goy. U'lochicha loisashech, however you may not give interest to your brother. L'man yivarecho Hashem alekecho, in order that Hashem your God will bless you, b'chol mishlach yodecho, in your every undertaking, ala oret asher atav Hashem alerishta, on the land that you are coming there to take possession of. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chav, loy sashich, azor l'loive, this is a warning to the loive, to the borrower, shlo yiten ribis l'malve, that he should not give ribis to the lender. V'achar kach, and afterwards in Parshas Bahar, it says, Azor l'malve, a warning to the malve, to the lender, not to charge ribbis. Because the pasuk over there says, Es kaspecha loisiten loy beneshech, Your money you shall not lend with ribbis. And most Mefarshim take out the word va'achar kach in Rashi because the pasuk is not afterwards, but rather earlier in Parshas Bahar. Zok Rashi la nochri tashich, to a guy you may give ribbis, and we darshim v'loy lo'ochicha, however not to your brother. Lav habo michlal asei asei, a negative commandment that is learnt out of a positive commandment, has a din of an asei, a positive commandment, because the Torah says an asei, la nochri tashich, you may give ribbis to a guy. And we derive from there a negative. V'loy lo'achicha, you may not give ribbis to your brother. So a negative commandment that is derived from a positive commandment has a din of an asei. Lav or olav b'shnei lavin v'asei. The loive that gives interest is over two lavim and one asei. The two lavim are lo'sashich lo'achicha and ulo'achicha lo'sashich. And the asei is derived from the words la'nochri sashich, however not to your brother. And lav habo mechlal asei has a din of an asei. And the pasuk continues with the lav of bal ta'acher. Kisido neder l'Hashem alekecho, when you will make a neder to Hashem your God, whether it is a neder to bring a korban or to give tzedakah or to perform other good deeds, lo sa'acher l'shalmai, you shall not delay in paying it up. Kidorish yidrushenu Hashem alekecho me'imach, because Hashem will seek it from you, v'hoyu v'chochet, and if you do not bring this korban or this neder, there will be in you an avera. And Rashi tells us one is not over the law of Baal Ta'acher until three regalim have passed, until Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot have passed. V'chisechta lindor, and if you will refrain from making an neder, lo yiyeh v'chochet, you will not have an avera, because it is better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not to keep it. Like Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, Toiv sheloi tidor, it is better not to make a neder, mishetidor veloi teshalem, than making a neder and not keeping it. Moitzei sevosecho tishma va'asiso, that which comes out of your lips, you shall watch and do. Kasher nodarto l'Hashem alekecho nedovo, just like you made a neder to Hashem your God, asher dibarto beficho, that which your mouth has spoken, you must keep. And Rashi tells us that this pasuk is coming to add an asei to the lois asei. The lois asei is lois acher, and the asei is moitzei sevosecho tishmor, you must keep and watch the utterance of your lips. Zok Rashi lois acher l'shalma, you shall not delay in paying up your neder. Shloisha regolim, you are only over if three regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot pass. V'lamduhu Rabbi Seinu min ha-mikra, and our chachamim learned this out from a pasuk. And the shita of Rab Shimon is that the regolim must be in the order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot in order to be over. It comes out, according to Rab Shimon, that sometimes one can have five regolim pass until he is over. If he made his neder between Pesach and Shavuos, he will have Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot before he is over, because the first two regolim of Shavuos and Sukkot do not count, since we do not have the sequence of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The Grashi Moitzei Svasecha Tishmar, Litin Asei al Lois Asei. This pasuk is adding an Asei on the Lois Asei of Baal Ta'acher.